USA Radio News.
The White House said today that they continue to actively prepare for a summit between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Now, this comes as we also heard that a top North Korean official is traveling to the United States and will meet with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo as the two countries begin to prepare for that summit held next month. The president will also deliver remarks later today from Nashville, Tennessee. He's also hosting a fundraiser for Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn, who's trying to run for Senator Bob Corker's seat as Corker is retiring. Congresswoman Blackburn explains how she's able to connect to women voters.
Women are focused primarily on a couple of things. Number one is the economic security issue. And they know that their lives are getting better every single day under the policies of Donald Trump. Tax cuts are working. More jobs are out there.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The U.S. government releases an annual report on how religious freedom is faring around the world. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look at some of its findings.
The report says ethnic cleansing targeting Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar is not stopped despite growing condemnation from the international community. Released Tuesday morning, the State Department's annual report on international religious freedom also estimates about 680,000 people fled Myanmar to neighboring Bangladesh to escape that violence. Other findings are that as many as 120,000 political prisoners are being held in prison camps in North Korea, many for religious reasons, and that Saudi Arabia continues to prohibit the public practice of any religion other than Islam. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With the official start of summer just around the corner, millions of Americans will be flying their flags. Well, Zips Dry Cleaning is a Maryland-based company, and they have said if you bring your flag in to get it cleaned, they will do it free of charge. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you are flying this summer season, prepare for long lines at airports as air travel is expected to reach an all-time high. According to folks in the airline industry, a record 246 million passengers will travel on American air carriers between June 1st and August 31st. That figure is an increase of almost 4% from last year. Now, domestic airlines have added 116,000 seats per day to accommodate the extra passengers. But Amy West, she's a travel blogger. She says there's also other ways you can travel, especially if you're on a budget.
If you're on a budget, I highly recommend creating the journey as part of your experience. You know, hop in your car. Get a road trip, get all your kids in the car, road trip up. You know, I just went to D.C. You can actually find some amazing camping spots on Reserve America. They can help you reserve a camping spot at a national park.
Teachers are leaving their jobs for other careers at a rate that has grown at a steady pace for each of the past 3 years. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The information comes in a report titled The Longitudinal Employer Household Dynamics from the U.S. Census Bureau. Adam Grundy is the author of the story and tells us where some of these teachers are finding other careers.
Predominantly, it's jobs in healthcare and social assistance, such as nurses, child care, and family assistance. And also we found that administrative services was another popular choice.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.